Daily on Bad Radio.
Now we're at final White Elephant Day Jeopardy.
And he joins us now.
What are we at as far as points-wise? Killer. And I didn't know we were taking points off. I'm sad that we
That's
did
right.
that, Danny. I'm giving you your 400
sure.
back.
Well, then didn't.
What? Just go ahead.
Whoa.
I like to teach with positivity, Killer. I don't like negative reinforcement.
Let's pull the win-din-din we just heard.
Win-din-din.
The scores are?
Currently, I have Bob with 2,500, George with 1,000, Fernando with 400, Ty with 300, and Danny with negative 600. But now I have to go redo all the scoring.
Yeah, I don't care.
Our scoring chances that we keep are more prevalent to us knowing who's helping the Dallas Stars on a nightly basis.
So I guess a follow-up to that is, when you're on the bench, how cold do your balls get?
There's shrinkage. I will tell you that. There is shrinkage.
To like a raisin or... I guess we need a start point and an end point.
Yeah, not... Yeah.
So
I would say raisins.
Okay.
More like a dried plum, you know, a dried
That's fair.
Plum.
Yeah. It depends on how cold it's in there, sure.
I had a long talk with Art Modell when he hired him with the Browns, and I think really had an influence in his getting that job with the Browns.
So have you taken a shot at anybody in a while?
I'll see you guys. Have a nice time.
Hey, Coach.
You know, that's to tell you the truth, that's not even funny to me, and I think you guys would be a little bit beyond crap like that.
All right, well, we appreciate Bob Knight joining us here on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket, again, Tech and Stanford, December 22nd at the AAC.
What are you doing?
Ticketmaster.com or 214-373.
What the hell are you doing?
8,000.
You're awful.
You could have padded it just a little bit.
Is it not funny?
You've been hunting since the incident.
So abrasive.
You know, the guy was so nice to me.
He was just.
Does he think that was me?
He was being kind, sharing stories about Bill Belichick's dad.
Does he think that was me, Tom?
Probably does.
I think he knows your voice, but.
And you're probably going to get some of the blame.
Right. And Corby a little more
guilty,
similar than me and Bob.
Guilty by association.
Oh, you're horrible.
So snake.
Well, Corby
takes.
Have
you shot at anyone lately?
Doesn't he have a sense of humor about it?
No.
Apparently not.
Hi, this is George Dunham, and I know. Try it again. Hey, this is George Dunham, and I never listen to Bob and Dan because it's really bad radio.
Let's start the show.
Shotgun start Ready right start? About now. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket presents the Bad Radio Show.
A goo 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 goo.
Thank you. Today, will that Houston strip club take down Harden's jersey if he leaves for Brooklyn? That Hail Mary catch only took trading David Johnson in a second round pick. There's some sort of draft thing going on today. Also, he's all Mino, our Khaleesi RIP, Drew Holiday in a Mavs uniform. And now we'll be here. Now, two guys asking, what's wrong with a 10 on a par 3? It's Dan McDowell, Jay Kemp.
Yeah. All right.
It's Tuesday. All right.
It's already Tuesday, Jake.
Love it.
It's called Already Tuesday if you did not come into work on Monday. We weren't here yesterday. Don't know if anybody noticed. Didn't see any reaction at all on the social media. This is show number 186 of the new era of the evolution of Bad Radio. Forced chemistry of Dan and Jake. Didn't even know each other before February 11th. Show 147 here in the Dragon Tower. Excuse me, get a little choked up. Located high atop my garage. My three-car garage, Jake, which you could never fit three cars in. And I'm hoping Julie is here because I need to be pumped up. I need us all to be pumped up. In fact, we have
like
13 extra people here. Julie, tell everybody they have to
be great. Let's be great.
We are coming back from a highly deserved day off.
Let's be great.
Paulina was prominently featured on Sunday.
Paulina Gretzky?
Oh, yeah.
DJ's wife?
Oh, yeah. Not wife.
Girlfriend, but they have kids together. How does that work? I thought that's
baby mama.
That's a sin.
She's perfect.
The way I was raised.
His baby mama.
Well, we're not going to ease into this week. We're going to start off on a high note because we are about to be the day part that's chosen to host the 2020 White Elephant Day Draft.
Wow.
Brought to you by Classic BMW and High West Distillery. I'd like to speak for the whole show saying that we are humbled to be a part of all this. But we're glad you chose us. We think economic riches will follow when you choose us to host your draft. And joining us is the commissioner of the ticket.
The ryegrass is coming in nicely.
The commissioner of the ticket is Jeff Collins.
You guys are on air.
Longer than 60
he has deemed
cards.
Himself our grand poobah. Kat, do you read me over?
Check 1-2, Dan. Check 1-2.
I believe Kat is in studio.
Kat is in studio.
Why don't you just sit in your office and use that big, giant World War II era communication thing, and we'll put the mic next to that.
Thought about that.
Deck.
It's a good idea.
So we could hear you. The P1s could hear you know, as we hear you.
You know, because 2020.
Totes, bro. Totes. When's it going to end?
I think December 31st, somewhere around there.
Unconfirmed.
So the White Elephant Day itself is...
Well, I'm certainly glad you asked me that, Dan. It's Wednesday, December 2nd, two weeks from tomorrow.
December 2nd. So the teams that are assembled today will merely have 2 weeks to try and come up with something to do to fill their time. Do you want to lay out the particulars, Kat, as far as who has been chosen this year as captain? I believe... I am not part of this year.
No, we have three brand new captains. As a matter of fact, the captains this year have never been White Elephant captains before, starting with captain of Morning Drive, 5:30 to 10, Jake Kemp.
Whoa, yes. Jake?
The Kimpanzee Morning Zoo will ride.
Whoa. Oh, I like this.
So what a weird year this is. On one hand, it kind of sucks, but... You know, over here, you got it.
And I'm so dumb.
Full-time gig, and you're a captain. And
I didn't realize that it was merely the three remaining who hadn't been captains. Like, when I got the email, I'm like, wow, this is such an honor. Kat, so cool of you.
So everybody else has already done this. Okay. What else we got? So that's
Morning Drive, AM Drive. Middays, 10 A to 3 P, the big five-hour shift. I don't know if you know this guy, because you haven't been up here in a while. Bob Sturm is the midday captain.
There doesn't appear to be any sort of...
Yeah, I don't understand this, to be honest with you.
How's it going, guys?
All right, you guys are on air.
It'd be a lame prank.
I think this is going quite well so far, Kat.
I think it's exactly how I drew it up.
I believe we have some people on some kind of a computer feed.
10 to 3, not a great golf shift for the Sturminator. He's got
to
be.
See, now you're
there.
Trying to pull back my curtain here, Jake.
And I swear, when he was leaving, before slamming the door, he said, "I will never work middays again," and then slammed the door, and now you're putting him right back on the air. Bob, do you read us?
You can never quite say goodbye, can you?
Do you read us? Bob. Do
you feel like we're on?
Afternoon drive. Corby. Afternoon drive, Captain.
No. Kat is fighting through this.
3 to 7. Norman Elizabeth Hitzkiss.
Norm Hitzkiss.
I heard something.
Norm, do you read us over?
I do read you in. Bob sounds like he's at the bottom of a Campbell's Chunky Turkey can.
Incredible that Norm is more technologically advanced than Corby and Bob.
He sounds great.
Buttery smooth.
Did y'all do that?
What?
I just heard Kat for a brief second.
Hey, George. Can you hear me, George?
That's why I asked.
Moose.
Well, you know, this is one of those things you don't really want to test beforehand.
If we can
wait to get it on the air.
Mina, you haven't fed them the right audio. This is what the deal is.
Ooh, we're going to focus now on
Mina.
Ooh,
what are you doing down at the board?
So just a little on the fly producing. I know nobody on this call is familiar with that.
That picture, I'd forgotten how ridiculous Mike's outfit was.
Oh, no.
Just be ready with the dump button.
Yes, I know.
He wore that to the Masters.
Hey. Especially when Corby starts
I guess he thought that would be golf, to have two different type of plaids going at once.
Well, the people that can be drafted, as Mino tries to figure
out. I could have predicted his are all his ensuing retirement that day. Just put that out there.
All the regular hosts.
And you know, someone
we're going golfing. Friday, 6 a to
someone
7
did the old,
all the
someone did the like superimposed a clarinet, because it looked like that he was his lips were kind of like good.
The board ops, they cannot be in this draft. So we're talking the morning show, George, Craig, Gordon, Fernando. You got Bob, Corby, Danny. You got Saroy, Donnie, Norm. Well, Norm isn't being drafted, right? Because he's drafting.
Correct.
You got Blake, Ty, Sean. And let's see here. I believe the main rule is a captain cannot use their first-round pick to choose either their normal co-host or producer.
Sorry, Blake.
When looking at these rules and looking at the captains, I thought, what were the odds that we needed that second part even in there? Bob, Jake, and Norm couldn't hate their producers more. Each one of those captains, there's zero chance that they will ever pick their producers, let alone with the first overall pick.
True.
That is not true.
So,
thank you.
Okay, well, Norm and Donovan have to play this little game, or excuse me, Norm and Saroy will play this game for the P1s on the air, but we all know the truth. And again, this mess that you are tuned into is brought to you by Classic BMW and High West Distillery. We now check in with our commissioner, Jeff Catlin.
Check 1, 2. Bob?
Okay. I guess I shouldn't worry about you.
No, I'm here.
We should actually check in with
Catman is here.
And do you feel that you are at air here, Mino?
Maybe.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, no.
Hey,
Bob.
Hey.
Hey, now. Hey, now.
Okay, he's not referring. He's just,
hey,
that's
now.
What he does at home. He
right.
just says, hey, now. He sits around.
He's doing fake Bob, but now you see that it's real Bob.
Hey, now. If I may speak for everyone here, it's Bob, Ty, Sean, Ja, and Corby. Here.
So you do read us, Bob?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we read you now.
I hear
okay,
you.
Great.
Excellent.
We've been passing the ball back and forth.
We were interested in the breakdown of Mike's bowling shirt at the Masters, though.
I think we are prepared.
All right, Jeff, whatever microphone you have sounds awesome.
Thank you. Thank
and
you
I'm
very
speaking
much.
Speaking to you and Bob. So if I am to
it's
comment on
mic.
Bob's microphone, I will say, Jub, your
moose
microphone
mic.
Sounds great.
Aw, come on.
You're just a, you're
he doesn't
a bit,
have a moose mic. I got a moose mic.
I know.
He sounds very Mike McCarthy in the bathroom at the at draft day or draft pre-press conference.
That's okay. Cat put us on this weird side, so we're all
taking.
Sounding weird.
Yeah, I guess that's why Georgia sound great.
Thanks.
It's probably Cat's fault, then, Corby.
Okay.
You trying to get Cat to take you, Dan? You're already on the team, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's true.
I'm not drafting today, Dan.
Wait, Cowboy?
Is the kid we hear talking eligible?
Yeah, that's the other rule that we kind of glossed over there. The other thing is unlike years past...
Are you okay?
That was my fake Norm.
Oh.
The Norm effect?
You have to only draft players that are eligible and on the eligible player list. You can't go off the board.
Okay. Who would ever?
Exactly.
Yeah, who would do that?
Is this otherwise known as the Gordon rule?
Yes, it is.
So, Bob,
okay.
The Golden
should Bob
rule.
Just pick?
Should I start
Oh,
picking?
Sorry, Corby. I didn't realize you were the commissioner of the White Elephant Draft.
Oh,
hey.
Tensions are high.
So the captains are Bob, Jake, and Norm. That's the drafting order. I guess in order of day part, it would be Jake, Bob, and Norm. But Bob said, you never list Jake before me. So it's Bob, Jake, and Norm are the captains. And I think what we should probably do, Kat, let's try to at least get the first round in here, because that's very exciting. Everybody, this is like our day one. This is our Thursday NFL draft coverage, but it's Tuesday. So it's our Thursday, but today
we get
is
it.
Okay.
Didn't Jason Garrett have something like that?
Oh, no.
With the first pick in this year's 2020 White Elephant Draft, stepping up to the podium is
the
Bob Stern.
Dun. Viewed as the...
Here good evening.
I got my
I'd
little
like
lucky rabbit's
Dallas
foot.
Fort Worth for hosting this draft. And it's a big day for our team and lots of great options up top. But when we saw an opportunity to draft the one true Muser, we thought we had to do it. So with the number one pick, Team Bob selects Craig Jr. Miller.
Wow.
Whoa!
Wow. First overall.
Whoa.
Which means he's the most valuable on-air personality at the ticket. Joining us now, Craig Miller, to talk about being this year's 1-1. Craig, do you read me?
We're saving the gold.
How about a draft? How about a draft profile of Craig, and then we'll get him on the line.
This is very Eli Manning. Yeah. Not going to report.
You don't want to play for Bob
with the second overall pick in the 2020 White Elephant Draft.
All right. Well, congratulations to Craig and to all his fans.
It's Jake Kemp.
All right. This is an unconventional pick. He might be out of the league in 2 years, or he's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm going to take Mr. Athletic Build himself, Michael Shail Sorrell.
Oh! Wow. Yeah. Thank everybody! And that's with Jean-Jacques Taylor still on the board. Bing!
Out of University of the Ocean.
Yes!
Mike Sorrell.
Woo! Good pick. Good value. I'm just going to do the master's trick, but backwards.
Mike,
two of us can be on the tees by 10:30.
My man,
Mike, what do you have to say? How do you feel right now?
Those are all the jokes I had prepared that I just used. So I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Sea cow, chimpanzee, morning,
dude.
Can Mike Sorrell show up at 5:30 a.m.?
Oh, he's morning.
I just got some odds in here from Jimmy Football, and it says the two guys most likely to stay up all night the night before White Elephant and roll into AM Drive, Sorrell and Jake.
That's right. Show prepping.
Stride.
Good
Happy
picks.
To have you on board.
Thank you, sir. I will not let you down.
With a third pick in the 2020 White Elephant Draft, brought to you by Classic BMW and High West Distillery, Norm Hitzkus is on the board and on the clock.
This is
Teams
tough.
Could They're... draft a beer.
No, we don't have time for a name game.
You could draft a Jub, a Sternator,
a Snake,
or a Ferret.
Well, since I have the third and fourth picks.
Pass. Oh, wow.
Oh,
I'm
passed.
Going to draft.
Just do one of them.
For a pairing.
Oh, go ahead and just do two of them then.
I will begin by taking Moose Jubb.
Wow, that's a powerhouse.
Wow, and he can't hear you.
Jubb is Norm's first pick at number three. Round one, final pick is Jubb.
George Dunham. A number one pick.
And here he is, Moose.
Norm Hitzkus.
So both musers and a guy who does 2 hours a day go in the first round. I'm instantly regretting this decision.
Norm?
Yeah, plucking off that morning talent.
Yes.
George, do you read us?
Thank you, Norm. I'm glad to play for you. It's an honor and a privilege.
And
all right.
We
do you
will
want to take back any of that stuff that you say about Norm off the air?
No. I don't want to take any of that back. No.
These AOL CDs.
Being captain, George will sing during one of the segments of our show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And okay. What shift are we again? Are we afternoons?
Afternoons.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're afternoons.
Norm, are you going to make your pairing pick here, and then that'll be the official end of the first round, or what?
Yes. Well, I thought it's a perfect pairing.
Yes.
To put two guys who've been having fun jousting back and forth together on the same show. So I'm taking my buddy Donovan Lewis with the fourth pick.
Whoa!
And pairing him with Georgie Jubjub.
How about that? Right.
Talk about threading the needle of the loophole.
I didn't expect that. I'd like to thank God.
He worked around the loophole. He sure did.
Who did he thank?
Yeah, I want to thank God first.
Country music.
And Skittles for this pick. I'm happy to be with you, Ja.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You're going to destroy.
All right, well, let's
go. Wave going off. What's going on?
I don't stop it.
Norm, answer your email.
We'll do the rest of the picks next, then.
It's not me.
The White Elephant Day draft. 2 weeks from tomorrow is White Elephant Day, brought to you by Classic BMW and High West Distillery. This is The Ticket.
Now back to the White Elephant Draft. Here's Dan McDowell.
You're looking live at the Classic BMW High West Distillery. 2020 Ticket White Elephant Day Draft. White Elephant Day, Wednesday, December 2nd. So tune in for that day of fun. Somewhat controversial first round with the drafting. The three captains, Bob, Jake, and Norm. Bob took Junior. Jake took Saroy. Norm, with the controversy, choosing Jubb number one overall for his team, and that's not the controversy, but adding Donovan, a guy he works with every single day anyway, doesn't seem to be in the spirit of White Elephant, but he worked the rules. He worked a loophole in the rules. The loophole was you can't draft your on-air partner in round one.
Oh, I heard it was great value, though. value.
I was stunned to find Donovan still on the board.
Norm had the power in this draft.
That's right. Oh, he used it. He used it. Yep.
So let's throw it back up to our commissioner, Jeff Catlin.
Thanks, Dan. Up next is round two with Bob first up and followed by two picks in a row for Jake Kemp and Team Morning Drive. So we go to Bob Sturm.
Interesting. You know, part of White Elephant is just making dreams come true. And I've always wanted to work with this guy. So let's make it happen. With the fifth pick, Dan McDowell of the Ticket.
Whoa.
He misses Dan after all.
I have always wanted to work with Bob. I am, I was going to say honored. I'm going to say humbled. I'm humbled to be picked this high.
These guys have some chemistry.
By a guy, I don't feel like I know him very well, but I feel like we're really clicking right here.
And, whoa.
He's choked up. Oh, my gosh.
Dream come
tears.
True.
Take it easy, Dustin Johnson.
What does it say about Bob's opinion of his new partner, though? He's sitting right there.
Well, it's pretty clear when you listen 3-7, his opinion of his new partner. Not a big secret. But, Bob, I'm honored. I'm humbled. And I'm going to give you everything I have, man. I'm going to leave it all out there on the airwaves.
I would expect nothing less. This is going to be big.
All right, so I've got back-to-back picks.
Yeah, with it's the final pick in the third round and the first pick of the third round, Jake Kemp.
I'm taking Corby with my first pick to pair with Saroy.
Oh, yes.
Where's Corby? Does Corby want to come?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
You'll get the golf.
A great man once said, I knew this day would come. I knew this day would come.
Oh, he's upset he has to wake up so early.
Yeah.
It will be an honor to join the morning show with Jake and Saroy. Party at my house the night before to ensure that, yes, we will not get any sleep.
Bring
in
your
preparation.
Toothbrush and backpack.
In preparation. Yeah, bring your toothbrush, lube. And that's really it. That's all I need.
You've got the 5:30 ticker, Corby.
Okay. All right. I'm in.
See, this is tough because I know what I want to do, but I also know people don't want to get up early.
See, and
they're
going
to be looking sideways at me for forcing them to get up early.
And really, don't think that all this talk of mine on the air of, boy, you really shouldn't work with your own partner, had anything to do with the fact that you
had to pick.
Been planning that in Jake's head all week. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's great working together, but.
All right. I'm taking Dan Paul.
Whoa!
Stacked!
Stupid pick.
wake up and be on with Soroy.
Well, early returns from Danny.
Where's the adult in the room?
You have four people who refuse to wake up early in the morning.
Jake, Soroy,
Corby, on the morning show.
It's going to be a great show.
Damn.
What an awesome pairing.
Where are we at in the draft order here, Kat?
So this is the second pick of the third round. Norm Hitchkiss is back on the board for his third pick.
I'm going to select to be a major part of the show.
Frito.
A person who really deserves more airtime on the ticket. I'm taking Julie Dye.
Yes!
Dang it.
Yes! Okay.
Yes! Thank you, Norm. I love you. I won't let you down,
boy,
buddy.
George, that's going to make you very uncomfortable with that edict that you had that you're never going to work with a woman.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though. That was like the 90s when I said
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, I get jumped, too.
I really evolved. I've really changed a lot in the last 5 years, and I don't think you've noticed.
Well, they'll work cheaper, we learned from Dale, so that saves you a little bit.
It's quite true. It's quite true. I have no rebuttal. This will be
what
fun. I'm excited.
All right.
So to reset on Norm's team and Team Afternoon Drive is Julie Dobbs, Donovan Lewis, and Jub Jub. Morning Drive, captained by Jake Kemp, is Mike Soroy, Corby Davidson, and Danny Bayless. And so far, with set to make two picks in a row, as Captain Bob Sturm of Middays has Junior and Dan McDowell. And Bob, you're on the board with the final pick in the third round and the first pick in the fourth round.
Well, got some options here. At number nine, we would like to take the strongest candidate for Rookie of the Year in 2020, Blake Jones.
Who?
Yes.
Are you back to Pittsburgh?
Jones.
And at number 10, so that Blake can say he was picked before him.
Do you like it?
I didn't catch it.
Gordon Keith.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. Blake ahead of Gordon.
Thereby keeping that inseparable pairing of Junior and Gordon together.
So there are three players left on the board. Mike Fernando Fernandez, Seabass, Sean Bass, and Ty Waka are the final three picks. Jake, you're up next.
Let's go to the bait shop. I want Sean Bass. Let's do it.
Oh, man.
Morning.
The talking Seabass.
Morning again, huh?
Tough one.
Dude. You will not have to do the 5:30 ticker. I
hired Lee Steinberg just to get me out of mornings, and it just didn't work out.
Damn it.
Sorry, pal.
Kat, are trades allowed?
It'll be fun.
No trades.
Trades are not allowed.
This is like NBA on draft.
Shocking.
Night.
Shocking. The commissioner has spoken.
There's two players left. There's two teams left to choose, but one will make both decisions. Norm, it's your pick. And the remaining player goes to Team Bob Sturm after you make your selection, Norm.
I'm going to make this selection based on this person getting a good night's sleep for the first time in decades. I'm taking Fernando to work the afternoon.
Right. Ooh, I just heard George deflate.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good team.
Generic.
What? What are we laughing about?
Oh,
so how do the final teams look here, Kat? What do we got?
So, Jake Kemp, Morning Drive captain, Mike Soroy, Corby Davidson, Danny Bayless, and Sean Bass.
Good Lord.
What a
yes.
J.O. fest.
Murderer's row. No sports allowed.
Captain Bob Sturm in Middays, Craig Jr. Miller, Dan McDowell, Blake Jones, Gordon Keith, and Ty Walker.
Boy, that's solid. That's one of the most solid radio lineups I've ever heard.
And
how'd
Captain,
you do that, Bob?
It's years in the front office.
Grind the tape.
The GTFDA.
Team Afternoon Drive, captained by Norm Hitzkiss, Jub Jub Dunham, Donovan Lewis, Julie Dobbs, and Mike Fernando Fernandez.
I would to underscore that the afternoon crew has incredible diversity.
He's already walking back his picks.
We are very diverse.
That's right. And that's how we do.
We have the diversity.
An afternoon drive.
You can't touch us.
We can say whatever we want on that program. I'm going to start right now.
Hit us.
You know, they've called...
What?
They've called Julia cancer in the clubhouse.
What are you doing?
Corby, you're in trouble too now. Anybody who laughs.
I get it.
Dan?
What do you get? I don't...
Well, Middays is off to a rip-roaring start.
Dan's just waiting until I'm not his teammate anymore so he can make the cancer joke he's been waiting for.
No, I just don't appreciate it.
Boy.
Yeah.
Dan.
My grandma died of cancer. I can say whatever I want.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Where is Julie? Why isn't she commenting on any of this? We don't. She not. Oh,
we just can't hear
her talk.
I've been talking a lot. You've really been missing out, Corby.
Oh,
there you are. There you are. There you are.
Man.
And this concludes the 2020 White Elephant Day Draft.
This
brought to you by Classic BMW and High West Distillery.
Hi.
Joining us now to talk about what it's like to be the first pick overall, Craig Miller.
What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I thought he might be there.
In the dog.
I thought we were just, messing around here.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Having fun.
Good time.
All right.
Thanks, Kat.
Team Afternoon Drive, baby. Let's do this.
White Elephant Day. Let's go.
Yay.
All right, see coming you up next. When sometime, Bob. Bye.
Sports.